So, we're talking about telly earlier, weren't we? Have you been watching Dancing on Ice? Because I haven't, if I'm honest. But who do you want to win? Well, one of the contestants, who unfortunately isn't in the competition anymore, is Comedy Dave from Radio 1. And he's in Sheffield today for an event at Meadow Hall, and he's popped in to have a little chat with us. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Very, very kind of you. So how are you finding Sheffield then?
It's great, thank you. I only got up here last night, but I love Sheffield. We spend quite a lot of time here and stuff doing... we've done the show from here a few times, done the Chris Moore show, and I've been here doing gigs at the university, at Hallam and the university in the city. So, yeah, it's always nice to get back. It's just a shame it's raining today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a shame. You need to move in then. You seem to need a flat here.
Well, I'm going to be spending a lot of time here actually coming up because the Dancing on Ice tour starts in Sheffield on the 9th of April. And before that, we've got all our production rehearsals. So actually, it's going to become a second home for me very soon. I think I'm up here for the best part of 2 weeks.
Ooh, so, that sounds good.
So I shall be finding my way around.
You could go to a lot worse places.
I could do.
So you've come to see your fans as well in Meadow Hall today.
Apparently so. I'm a little bit worried, actually. Dom from our show was saying that he hoped it wasn't going to be like Alan Partridge, where he's there signing copies of Bouncing Back with nobody there in the queue. So I'm hoping there's a few people down there today.
There will be.
Well, again, maybe the fact that it's raining might bring them all inside. But the plan is that we've got a Dancing on Ice stand down there in Meadow Hall. And I'm going to be there, and just a chance to sort of meet some of the people who've watched the show. And also a chance for people to buy some tickets if they want to come and see us on the 9th and 10th at the arena.
Oh, it's not that far away now. So will you be on your skates then?
I won't. I'm going to be in my... I'm going to be as you see me now. I'm going to be in my civilian clothes. I've left the skates at home. There's not many a day goes by when I haven't got my skates on at the moment, because I'm back in training for the tour. And obviously the last few months, since October, I've just been skating pretty much every opportunity.
Had you skated before that day?
No. I'd been twice, I think, as a kid. So I could physically move forwards without grabbing hold of the barrier, but that was about it. So I started like everybody else from stage one.
But were any of them more experienced though? Because they seemed to be.
I think Sam might have done a little bit before, and I think Laura might have done some before as well. And as you can see, they're the front runners, I think, at the moment. But you look at the show. I mean, I think Chloe Madeley's doing really, really well, and she could be a dark horse in this. But it's a great show. It's a great entertainment show, and I'm going to pop down there again tomorrow and go and see everybody again and go and see how they're all doing.
Do you think it was fair to get voted off when you did?
Do you know, it's like everyone's got to go some week, haven't they? I mean, I would have liked to have got a little bit further along.
Yeah.
But I was never going to trouble any of the front runners. I was never going to win it, was I? So in that respect, I lasted 6 weeks. I lasted half the show. So all I really wanted to do was just avoid going out in the first week. Because I think when you've done that much training, it would have been a shame to have done all that build-up for what's essentially a 90-second routine. Mm. But no, I got a decent run on there. I had a real laugh, and so I've got no complaints. I've had a ball.
You should be proud of that.
Thank you.
We'll talk about the real laugh that you had and who you want to win. Dancing on Ice star Comedy Davies with me on BBC Radio Sheffield this morning. He's having a sip of his coffee, and then we're going to be back after the Rolling Stones. It's got to be the Rolling Stones with a finish like that, hasn't it? BBC Radio Sheffield with Paulette. I have got David Vitti with me, and you won't recognise that, but if I said Comedy Dave to you, you'd know what I meant. He's with me, and apparently, I've got to tell you, Sinead says, I said he was drinking coffee, it's actually tea, isn't it, Dave?
We can't lie to the audience, can we?
Lie,
we have
no.
to be honest and upfront, because we are the BBC, so yes, it is tea with milk and no sugar, if people are wondering.
Oh, you're on a diet?
I've tried to be really good, yeah. I mean,
why?
Well, on the
you're
basis...
Fine.
Well, thank you, but I mean, I've lost a stone and a half doing the ice skating, which is one of those things. Obviously, the training makes you lose weight, obviously, but also the impending threat of wearing Lycra, I think, is also a massive incentive to cut a lot of things out. And for me, it was sugar in my tea because I've spent a lot of time sat in a radio studio as you do here. I just drink cups of tea.
You drink
know, like
it without
they're going
thinking.
Out of fashion, and so I've cut all that out, and I'm sticking with it because. because I've got to get back in my lycra soon, and I don't want to look like some kind of like badly stuffed pudding.
Oh, so no, not a good look
at all.
That's
the incentive.
How did you get on with the lycra then? Did you like it? Did it feel good?
No, I don't think anybody really looks good in lycra. I think it's the most unforgiving thing. The thing is that when you do the show, everybody's in these outfits, and it's all about entertainment, and it's essentially panto on ice, isn't it? So you have to look fun, and it's all bright colours and sequins and whatnot. So I think you just have to leave all your inhibitions behind.
Yeah.
And I'm now, you know, dare to say, quite comfortable with it, I think. And I never thought I'd be admitting that on the radio.
There you go. What about pantomime then? Do you fancy it? Have you done any pantomime?
I haven't done pantomime, no.
Would you like to?
Who knows? I'd never say never to anything. It's I tell you what, it's well paid, isn't it? I mean, if somebody started offering silly money to do pantomime next year, I'd be looking into it. I don't know. It's one of those things that's... but they're hugely successful now,
they
aren't
are.
They?
And I think you'd be good, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
I could see you as a dame.
You could be my agent, could you? Could you try and...
I don't know about that. That's a big ask. Tell us a bit gossip about Dancing on Ice, then. How are they doing? Vanilla Ice, what was he like?
He is a top, top fella. It was a bit weird for me, because he's obviously somebody that I remember when Ice Baby came out 20-odd years ago, which is terrifying in itself, and I was really excited to meet him. And I actually met him while we were both stood in our underpants getting a spray tan, which is not the way that I imagined it to be. And I was a little bit nervous and a bit starstruck, but he's an absolute gentleman. He's a really, really nice fella.
Did you make eye contact then?
Yeah, better that than contact elsewhere, I think, when you're both stood getting sprayed in your underpants. Mm-hmm. So he's a really, really nice fella. I don't think he should have gone out last week. He got voted off last Sunday. So he's gone back to the States where he's based, and then he'll be back on the tour. So he'll be, as far as I know there's a few dates that he can't do on the tour, but I'm assuming that he'll be there for the kickoff in Sheffield. But he's a top, top fella.
Fantastic. So the tour is, you perform and you're judged, aren't you? Like, you're on the programme. Who's on the panel for judging?
On the
then?
Panel, I believe, is Karen Barber, Robin Cousins, and also Christopher Biggins, which will be brilliant, because Biggins is hilarious, and Karen's lovely, and obviously Robin is just, you know, a nice, nice fella, and knows his stuff. So it's a panel of three, and it's basically the show that you watch on the telly, but add to that 10,000 people in an arena. The atmosphere is just amazing, and I believe that people get to vote as well while they're in there, and so essentially it is the show that people would watch on their sofa on a Sunday night. But as I say, the atmosphere, in arenas the size of Sheffield or Nottingham or Manchester, where we're going, and all these places, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
It's going to be good fun.
Yeah.
What about Jason then? Bad boy Jason, do you get on with him?
Do you know, I've only met him a couple of times, literally in passing. I mean, you only really see them when you're doing the show. You only see them when you stood on that stage, when you're getting slated at the end, other than just passing them in a corridor. So I don't know him anything other than just to say hello to. I actually thought on balance that he was all right on me. I thought that he could have been a lot harsher, but by the end I think he'd fallen out of love with the whole sort of routine, and he was glad to see the back of me. But I early doors, I thought he could have given me a lot more stick, and he was quite kind, really.
Could you say that about, you know, they could do that, like Robin Cousins, we know what he's capable of, Torval and Dean.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think, they're just going to laugh at me today when I come out.
Oh, yeah, I mean, all the time. I mean, that's the thing. It's scary enough walking out onto any stage when you're doing live telly or such, but then the idea that you could just go, you know... head over heels is a more polite way of saying what I was just thinking.
Well done.
And in front of everybody and make a complete fool of yourself. Oh, it's terrifying, and couple that with looking like a plonker as well in lycra in a silly wig.
For you.
Exactly. But it's the scariest thing I've ever done. There's no doubt.
Tell us where the name Comedy Dave came from then.
The name Comedy Dave is something that came out of nothing about 14, 15 years ago, when we had a comedian at the time called Lee Hurst come in on the Chris Moore show, and I was there answering the phones and making tea on the show, and I just started, little lad that I was, and I walked in, and I must have piped up with something vaguely
thinking
humorous,
you were funny,
thinking I was funny, and given my two penneth when it wasn't asked, and both Chris and Lee Hurst turned around and said, "Hey, get you Comedy Dave," and it was from there, as I recall, that was it, and it just stuck. But it's one of those ironic titles, a bit like Little John, you know, in Robin Hood, where people kind of wonder wonder why I'm called that, but it's done me all right for the last few years. So
oh, you don't mind,
it.
Do you?
No, I don't mind.
So you think Chloe? Do you think Chloe Madeley might do? Who do you think is going to win?
Do you know what? I think the standard generally this year is really, really high, and also the improvement of everybody. I tell you who I think. Jeff Brazier, I think, has improved so much in the last few weeks, and he genuinely could make it to the final. He's a really sort of unfancied dark horse in this, but he could make it. But Sam is brilliant. Laura's doing great. Chloe, though, I think as well, she hasn't got quite the pressure of the front two in Sam and Laura, and I think she could do really well. So, but who knows? It's wide
open.
We'll
see what happens.
It's wide open.
So we can see you in the tour April. That's happening. Yep. Tickets are available for that now.
Yeah, they are.
Starting to go on sale. And also, you're going to be at Meadow Hall today.
I am going to be at Meadow Hall between 1 and 2 p.m. this afternoon. And as I say, we have a lovely little stand all set up in the lower arcade. I think we're near Marx's. So if you're around and about in Meadow Hall and you fancy coming and saying hello, then we'll be there for an hour or so. And I think there's also information on how you can get tickets and come and see us on the tour.
Fantastic. We'll come and have a chat.
Thank you very much.
And a look
much.
At you, Dave. Dave
Thank
Vitti,
you.
Otherwise known as Comedy Dave. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks
on
for
BBC
having us.
Radio Sheffield. Gorgeous check shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much. Isn't
beautiful,
you?
Is it?
Yeah.
You wear it well.
Thank you very much.